Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, members. I will try to outline our answers to quite a number of questions here. We have taken note of the wording and the considerations in your general comments about non-reformat. These are very useful for us as well. We feel we are in a situation where we fulfill many of these obligations. It's mentioned in number 33 in the general comments that to ensure respect for the principle of non-reformat in practice, state parties should build the institutional capacity necessary to conduct individual assessments with duly trained personnel and adequate funding, and so on. I would just like to take a minute to say that we believe that we have created in our Directorate of Immigration, with more than 1,000 employees, a very solid and competent administrative structure for dealing with immigration issues. It's been expanding through the years and has experts in many fields of immigration. We believe this. I want you to sort of remember that we have a very, very solid administrative foundation for what we're doing with highly competent staff. As mentioned in point 32, requirements to ensure that each person's case is examined individually, impartially, and independently by these competent administrative and judicial authorities. This is also what we mean, what we feel is very solidly integrated in our system, so that all asylum applications will be carefully and individually assessed in Norway, and we indeed will grant asylum to asylum seekers who are found to be in need of international protection. We've seen some allegations here in some of the documents prepared for this meeting from the International Alliance for Peace and Development. We are not very familiar with this organization. We think there is some misunderstanding in what they have written about plans to return Syrian asylum seekers to Russia. This is not the case. We believe there might be some quotation from 2015 which has been mixed up in trying to state that this is the situation today. Anyhow, this is just not correct. We have no plans for such returns. There's mentioned also some specific cases from Mrs. Kolakoc Bujorvic. We can't, of course, comment on specific cases. We need to point out that when considering a return, we have a special expert group, the Norwegian Country of Origin Information Center, or Landinfo, as we call it, who collects and distributes extensive and updated country information to decision-makers. Indeed, we have had, in some exceptional cases, applicants who claim to have experienced persecution or other human rights violations upon return. If these claims are found credible and indicates that our asylum decision was incorrect, further investigations will be done by our authorities, and depending on the outcome of these investigations, the former decision might be revoked and the asylum seeker allowed to re-enter Norway. Of course, even within a very sound system, there might be cases where considerations prove to be wrong. Changing circumstances on the ground in the country people are returned to, specific personal experiences which lead to bad results upon return. We feel that our considerations in advance are rather sound in most cases. There were questions concerning appeal also about the return decisions. The decisions from the Directorate of Immigration on expulsion, they may be appealed within 3 weeks, either from the reception of the decision or when the applicant should have become aware of the decision. And such an appeal will be reconsidered then by the Directorate of Immigration, who can either grant the appeal or forward it to the Immigration Appeals Board, as mentioned. And they will either then reject or grant the appeal. If they reject the appeal, there is no more possibilities of administrative appeal, but the case can be brought before the courts. This is also the case when an applicant applies for a suspensive effect of the decision pending the appeal, and may also then try a final rejection before the courts. So we have court system on top of the administrative procedures for these cases. Just let me